The king of Baghdad, the king of Baghdad, Ghaus-e-Azam, the king of Baghdad, the king of Baghdad, Ghaus-e-Azam, the king of Baghdad, Ghaus-e-Azam.
الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على سيد المرسلين أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الصلاة والسلام عليك يا رسول الله وعلى آلك وصحابك يا حبيب الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا نبي الله وعلى آلك وصحابك يا نور الله I welcome my dear viewers of Madani channel back to this beautiful silsila The King of Baghdad in which inshallah Azza wa Jal In the first episode, we learned regarding the status of a Wali of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, who a Wali of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is. And inshallah azza wa jal, today we will learn regarding the family and the arrival of Sayyidina Ghausul Azam, Shaykh Abdul Qadir Jilani, rahmatullahi ta'ala alayh in the world. How Shaykh Abdul Qadir Jilani, rahmatullahi ta'ala alayh, came to this world. What happened? What sort of a family was it? Inshallah azza wa jal, a wonderful topic, a wonderful silsila. You will enjoy. Make sure that you watch the silsila from the beginning to the end. Try, if there are kids in the house, call them, sit together, and inshallah, let's listen to the biography of Sayyidina Shaykh Abdul Qadir Jilani, rahmatullahi ta'ala alayh. Before that, let's listen to a beautiful narration regarding sending salutation upon the Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. The Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam has said, the one who recites durood upon me 1,000 times daily, shall not die until he sees his place in Jannah. Sallu ala al-Habib, sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad, sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. Sayyidina Shaykh Abdul Qadir Jilani, rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi's name was Abdul Qadir. The kunniyat of Sayyidina Shaykh Abdul Qadir Jilani, rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi, was Abu Muhammad. And amongst his titles, the famous titles, was Muhyiddin, Mahbub al-Subhani, Ghawth al-Taqalan, Ghawth al-Azam, the most famous one we hear, Ghawth al-Azam, and others as well. Now, what is this title, Ghawth al-Azam? Inshallah, we are going to discuss that as well. And inshallah, you should remember it and try to educate the children also that why Ghawth al-Azam is called Ghawth al-Azam. However, Sayyidina Ghawth al-Azam, rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi, was born in 470 Hijri. Near Baghdad, there was a village known as Jilan. That's why Ghawth al-Azam, Shaykh Abdul Qadir Jilani. And in 561 Hijri, in Baghdad Sharif, Sayyidina Ghawth al-Azam, rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi, departed physically from this mortal world. Sayyidina Ghawth al-Azam, rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi, maqbara, his mazar Sharif, is in Iraq, in the city of Baghdad. Now, what is Ghawth? Why do we call him Ghawth al-Azam? So the meaning of Ghawth is actually a helper. Ghawthiyat is a level of wilayat. It is a specific rank of wilayat. Ghawth is that person who is a helper, who is a person who assists in the time of need, a person who will be behind the back and make sure that all your matters and everything is going smoothly. So alhamdulillah, behind our back, we have the hand of mercy of Sayyidina Shaykh Abdul Qadir Jilani, rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi. He's our dastagir, the one who holds our hand. He's our piranifeed, he's our grand Shaykh. Alhamdulillah, due to the karam of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, we believe that Huzur Ghaus-e-Pak, rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi, is bestowed with such favor from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that he, rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi, assisted us, he is assisting us, and inshallah azza wa jal, he will be there for us. Sayyidina Ghaus-e-Pak rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi was a sayyid and from the lineage of Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, but not only from the side of Imam Hassan radiallahu ta'ala anhu, but also from the side of Imam Hussain radiallahu ta'ala anhu. From the father's side of the lineage, he is a Hassani sayyid, and from the mother's side of the lineage, Sayyidina Ghaus-e-Azam, rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi, is a Husayni Sayyid as well. He, rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi's family, is a family of noble people. It was a family of awliya Allah. It was a family of ulama. It was a family of pious people. What a family, subhanAllah. Look at the father. Look at the mother. Look at the grandparents of Sayyidina Ghawsipak, rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi. Dada Jan, Nana Jan, the maternal grandparents, the paternal grandparents. Look at the auntie of Sayyidina Ghawsipak, rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi. The wives of Sayyidina Ghawsipak, rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi. The children of Sayyidina Ghawsi Azam, rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi. All among the chosen ones of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Regarding the father of Sayyidina Ghawsipak, rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi, subhanallah. Such an amazing waqi'ah, such an amazing narration, inshallah azza wa jal, our iman will be refreshing. And there are so many things to learn from that as well. So we should try that we take lessons from that and implement it in our lives as well. The father of Sayyidina Ghawsipak, rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi, was Sayyidina Hazrat Abu Salih Sayyid Musa Jangi Dost, rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi. And his name was Musa, his kunniyat was Abu Salih, and the title was Jangi Dost. What is this Jangi Dost? Where did this title come from? So this Jangi Dost title has a narration in itself. That he, rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi, was a very upright person. He would always order towards what was good, and he would refrain from what was evil. He, rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi, was sincere. He, rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi, was pious. And he would order towards piety. He would call towards sincerity. He would call towards the obedience of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So one day what happened was, he, rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi, was walking towards the masjid. And on the way, he saw some people carrying the pitchers, carrying vessels which had alcohol in it, which had wine in it. And Sayyidina Ghawsipak, rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi's father, Sayyidina Abu Salih, Musa, Jangi Dost, rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi, saw that and broke all the pots. And those pots belonged to the king. And those people were the people of the king. Now because of such nobility, such honor, such respect of Sayyidina Abu Salih, Musa Jangi Dost, rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi, the father of Huzur Ghawsipak, rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi, none of them had any courage to say anything to this pious servant of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So they returned to the king and they informed the king that this is what happened with us. This other person, he broke all your pitchers, he broke all your pots, and all the wine, all our efforts has gone in vain. So the king said that, can you please call that man? Who was that man? And Sayyidina Musa, the father of Sayyidina Ghawsipak, rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi, was called in the court of the king. When he came into the court of the king asked that, who are you to destroy the efforts of my people? Who gave you the authority to do so? Why did you do that? When he asked that, who gave you the authority to do so? Sayyidina Musa Jangi Dost, rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi, replied, the very same divine being who put you into authority, gave me the authority to break this vessel. Allahu Akbar. These words worked as magic on the heart of the king. That king got onto the ground. He placed his head onto the knees and he started crying. His eyes were opened up. The veil of darkness was removed. He was disclosed to the reality. He saw the reality. And then he asked, can you please tell me, apart from the intention of stopping from a bad deed and encouraging towards a good deed, what other intention did you have when you destroyed the spots? Sayyidina Musa Jangi Dost, rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi, said, my intention was to save you from the azab of Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. My intention was to save you from the calamities in this world and in the hereafter. My intention was to incline you towards goodness and save you from the wrath of Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allahu Akbar. When this was said, then the king said that you are now authorized from myself as well, that you have the authority in this town, in this city, that you can stop from evil and encourage towards goodness. Subhanallah. Look at the reply of this great wali of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He said that when I have the authority, when I have the permission, when I am placed by the creator himself, I do not need a creation to give me the authority. Subhanallah. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us the blessing of such pious predecessors, such pious friends of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This was the father of Sayyidina Ghawthul Azam, rahmatullahi ta'ala alayh. Look at the maternal grandfather of Sayyidina Ghawthul Azam, rahmatullahi ta'ala alayh, Hazrat Abdullah Soma'i, rahmatullahi ta'ala alayh, a very great sheikh of his time, a very great pious personality of his time. He, rahmatullahi ta'ala alayh, Sheikh Abdullah Soma'i, rahmatullahi ta'ala alayh, was a very pious man. At a very old age, even then, he would spend so much of time in the nafar ibadat, in the worship of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Look at the great status of Sheikh Abdullah Soma'i, the maternal grandfather of Sayyidina Khosifaz, rahmatullahi ta'ala alayh, that Sheikh Abu Muhammad Ad-Darbani, rahmatullahi ta'ala alayh, says that Hazrat Abdullah Soma'i, rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi, was mustajabud da'wat, meaning a personality whose dua was never rejected. His dua was always accepted. Meaning, if Shaykh Abdullah Soma'i, rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi, was displeased with someone, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's punishment would come on that certain person. If Shaykh Abdullah Soma'i, rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi, was pleased with someone, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's special mercy and favors would descend upon that person. This was the greatness of this wali of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And Allah ta'ala grant us the true love of the awliya Allah. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala keep us firm on their footsteps, insha'Allah azza wa jal. Look at the wonderful status of even the wives of Sayyidina Ghawsifaq, rahmatullahi ta'ala alayh. That Hazrat Shaykh Shahabuddin Sohrawardi, rahmatullahi ta'ala alayh, writes in his very famous book, Awarifful Ma'arif. He says that one person asked Sayyidina Shaykh Abdul Qadir Jilani, rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi, that, ya Sayyidi, why did you do nikah? Why did you get married? Sayyidina Shaykh Abdul Qadir Jilani, rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi, said, indeed my intention was not to get married, because I believed that if I get married, there are many activities from what I will be distracted. And then the Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam commanded me that, O Abdul Qadir, get married. Do nikah, for indeed, for every work, for every action, there is a time. There will be a time allocation for everything. All your activities will be done. Get married. Then, when time came, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala blessed me with four wives. The son of Sayyidina Ghawsifaz, rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi, says about one of the wife of Sayyidina Ghawsifaz, rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi, he says that my mother, so whenever she entered a dark room, that room would become bright. So once Shaykh Abdul Qadir Jilani, meaning my father, went there, so immediately the brightness disappeared. I was shocked. How did the brightness disappear? Allahu Akbar. Sayyiduna Shaykh Abdul Qadir Jilani, rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi, Huzur Ghawsifaz, rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi, said, this brightness was created by shaitan. This was a trap of shaitan. But now, due to the karam and blessings bestowed upon me by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, I will bless you with the power, with the light of Ar-Rahman, the light of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And thus, the son of Ghawsifaz, rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi, says that after that day, whenever my mother entered any dark room, entered any dark place, there would be light and brightness like a moon shining in a dark night. Subhanallah. This is another karamat of Sayyidina Ghawsifaz, rahmatullahi ta'ala alayh. The status of this pious servant of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And due to his company, due to his blessings, this was also a karamat and a special characteristic of this blessed wife of Sayyidina Ghawsifaz, rahmatullahi ta'ala alayh. The arrival of Huzur Ghawsifaz, rahmatullahi ta'ala alayh, has miracles on its own. Such things took place that inshallah azza wa jal, our heart will be refreshed, our iman will be refreshed, and inshallah azza wa jal, we will feel proud that alhamdulillah azza wa jal, we are the lovers and we are the followers of such a great friend of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, such a great wali of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That Mahbuba Subhani, Shaykh Abdul Qadir Jilani, rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi's father, Shaykh Musa Abu Salih Jangi Ghost, rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi, saw the Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam in his dream the night before Huzur Ghawsifaz, rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi, was born. Shaykh Abu Salih Musa Jangi Ghost Rahmatullahi Ta'ala Alayhi, so that the Holy Prophet Sallallahu Ta'ala Alayhi Wasallam has come in the dream amongst with many Sahaba-e-Karam and many other Awliya Allah and gave glad tidings in the following words that Ya Aba Salih, O Abu Salih, A'taka Allahu Ibnan, Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala is going to bless you with a son, wa huwa waliyun, who will be a wali, who will be a friend of Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala, wa mahbubi wa mahbubullah, and he will be my beloved and the beloved of Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala. Wa sayakunu lahu shanun fi awliya'i wal aqtabi kashani bayna al anbiya'i wal rusul, and his status amongst the awliya Allah, his status amongst the friends of Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala will be such like of my status amongst the anbiya, amongst the prophets and the messengers. Meaning how the Holy Prophet Sallallahu Ta'ala Alayhi Wasallam is the greatest amongst all the prophets of Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala, amongst all the messengers of Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala. Likewise, Sayyidina Huzur Ghawse Pak Rahmatullahi Ta'ala Alayhi holds the greatest station and the status amongst all the friends of Almighty Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala. The poet beautifully says, Ghawse Azam Darmiyane Awliya, Chu Muhammad Darmiyane Anbiya. The status of Huzur Ghawse Pak Rahmatullahi Ta'ala Alayhi amongst the Awliya is like the status of Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam amongst the Anbiya. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us the love of Sayyidina Ghawsefaq rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi. May we follow the footsteps of Sayyidina Ghawsefaq rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi. Such a miraculous birth, such a wonderful family, such great excellences bestowed upon him by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And trust me, this is an honor for us. This is a ni'mah for us that we are the lovers and the followers of such a Shaykh, Shaykh Abdul Qadir Jilani rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi. We should make dua to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that, O Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, keep us firm on the footsteps, on the love of Sayyidina Ghawse Azam rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi. These are the days of Rabi'ul Akhir, the days which are related to Sayyidina Ghawse Azam rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi. How do we show our love? How do we show that we are grateful of this ni'mat of being attached to such a wali of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? How would we do that? We would do that by making good intention. That yes, I am a follower of Huzur Ghawse Pak rahmatullahi ta'ala alayh. I will follow the commandments of Sayyidina Ghawse Pak rahmatullahi ta'ala alayh. Sayyidina Ghawse Pak rahmatullahi ta'ala alayh's family was such a noble family. Inshallah azza wa jal, I will try to bring in nobility into my family. Inshallah azza wa jal, I will try to train my children well. Inshallah azza wa jal, I will be obedient to my parents. Inshallah azza wa jal, I will be good towards my spouse. We can make intentions like that. Huzur Ghawse Pak rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi was firm on sharia. We can make intentions similar to that, that inshallah azza wa jal, I shall be firm on sharia. Inshallah, I shall not miss my salah. Inshallah azza wa jal, I shall not hold my hand when it comes to giving zakat. I will assist the poor. Inshallah, stay tuned to Madani channel. Keep watching this beautiful silsila, the King of Baghdad. There are many other episodes to come in which there are many other life aspects of Sayyidina Ghawse Pak rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi, which we will discuss. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us the barakah, the faizan of Sayyidina Ghawse Pak rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam.
The King of Baghdad, the King of Baghdad, Ghawse-e-Azam, the King of Baghdad, the King of Baghdad, Ghawse-e-Azam, the King of Baghdad.